Hello and welcome to the Knee Pain Guru podcast series. This is Bill Paravano, and each week on this podcast, we go over different topics and challenges people are having with chronic knee pain. I will include my standard disclaimer that none of the information here in these podcasts are to be construed as medical advice. This is information that has helped both myself as well as countless individuals over the past 10 or so years get themselves out of chronic knee pain. And this, of course, is based on the assumption that you've had an injury, you've gone to the doctor, you've gotten it checked out, and they're giving you a green light that nothing is broken or torn. However, you're still having pain. And this is very much what we're addressing here. And this week we're going to do another Q&A. So before we get started, though, on the questions this week, I did want to let you know, I believe it'll be either this week or next week, we're going to have some cool introductory music to these podcasts. I have a friend of mine, Harry Pickens, who has been so gracious. He is a world-renowned jazz pianist, and he has donated some audio clips that are going to be playing at the beginning and at the end of these podcasts, so I'm pretty excited about that. As well as, keep an eye on the Knee Pain Guru website. I have just begun working one-on-one with a client locally, actually, in Louisville, Kentucky, who has had 4 knee surgeries. This guy, and I'm not laughing because it's funny, it's just he has been through the ringer. He has had, his name is Zach, and he has had 4 knee surgeries and injured his knee when he was 21. And tore a ligament in his knee, and he's had several of the surgeries fail, which means the grafts that they did to attach part of the tendon from his quadricep didn't work. So what ended up happening is the ligaments gave way, and he was in kind of in bad shape. So I'm it'll be a weekly thing. I get my little iFlip video and kind of get his feedback from me week to week as to how that changes for him. So keep an eye on the Knee Pain Guru website to kind of get keep updated on that. So without further ado, we're going to move along to the questions. We are looking at a question here from Sheila. It says, hello, Bill. I had a hip replacement, left hip, earlier this year in Holland where I live. Prior to that, I had kind of a irritation on the outer side of the left knee. Because of this, my doctor, general practitioner, advised that though I had hardly any pain in that hip, but x-rays showed bad deterioration of the cartilage, that I should go ahead with the replacement. All went well and has continued to go well with the hip, but the knee seems to be somewhat worse, especially when climbing stairs, of which we have many, or walking up any incline. I am very fit, 70 years old, and do not want to be limited in what I do. I have asked him to have an x-ray taken of the knee. When they x-ray the other hip next month and wonder if anything is likely to show up. I try to save the knee, and she's compensating for the knee, by not putting too much weight on it and carry on normally, putting my feet up when possible and not crossing her legs. I know you must be very busy, but I would appreciate your advice and opinion. Sheila Gazale Weavers. Hopefully I pronounced that middle name correctly. Okay, Sheila, here's the deal. And what I find to be the case with any type of replacements, whether it be hip or knee or, you know, any weight-bearing bone you have there, the issues you had with the hip is there's something was going on. The body was already compensating. And when a surgery is done and they put plastic and metal in that hip, the body no longer has the type of sensation in the hip and understands how to compensate properly. So there's more pressure that's able to be translated into the knee, which causes more pressure, more pain, and then you get an ongoing cycle. And I've talked about this in podcasts the past, that just because you have the surgery on one area of the body and the surgery addresses the issue in that area of the body, your body needs to compensate and protect itself from that threat. And the surgery, even though it may be beneficial in some ways, the body still perceives it as a threat and it ends up protecting itself. So my suggestion is, if at all possible, if you're not feeling pain in an area, I don't necessarily know why, it may be deterioration, yet if there's not pain, then address what is going on. And when you address what's going on, you gain an awareness on a deeper level. So anyhow, that's of course is after the fact. What I would suggest is start addressing the tension in your body through stretching, through strengthening the tendons and ligaments, and that's really important. I talk about that in my ebook, Stop Your Knee Pain Now, strengthening the tendons and ligaments, which helps bring the structure back into balance. So in order for your body to experience pain, there's something that is pulling too tight and something else that's not pulling tight enough. So the deal is you need to bring the body back into balance. And when the body is back into balance, that takes the pressure off of those nerves that are irritating what's going on in your knee. Now, one thing I'd like to stress here is just because you bring the body back into balance, that doesn't necessarily equate with anatomical correctness. Anatomical correctness does not mean that the body is going to be out of pain. This is really evidenced by, military guys that have that straight posture and they can still have pain in their body. There was an article I was reading this past week. It was talking about pain in the body and how that when the body can be in structurally or anatomically correct, yet it still experiences pain. You can also be out of balance or not anatomically correct, and the body won't be in pain. There's also the degeneration in the discs that you can have disc degeneration. However, the body doesn't necessarily experience any discomfort. So it's really important to address it from a pain perspective that just because a surgery takes place doesn't mean it's going to address pain. So anyhow, I'm not really sure. Hopefully that helps, Sheila. And if it didn't, please email me back. Actually, post the questions on the blog underneath the specific podcasts that we're looking at. So, because that's really a tricky one. The big thing is you need to both stretch and strengthen the tension in the nervous system. And when you do so, you bring the body back into balance. It takes the pressure off of the nerves, and the body heals itself. So, okay. I have a question here. Doesn't say who it's from. My knee joint problem was brought about by injury. But after consulting a doctor, I got medication and am now healed. Earlier, I was advised not to use a treadmill. Can I start to walk on the treadmill now that I do not have pain anymore? My pain were on the pain was on the sides of my knees. Well, that's really a question your doctor is going to have to answer. If the doctor gave you the green light and said there was, I mean, in some of the questions here, it's a little difficult for me to answer because of the vagueness of the question. The knee joint problem was brought about by an injury. Okay, was it the left knee? Was it the right knee? How old are you? Have you had any previous injuries? The pain was on the side of the knee. Did it hurt going upstairs, going downstairs? Did it hurt to sit? Did it hurt to kneel? Did it, you know, all of these questions are so crucial and so important to be able to give an intelligible answer as to what's going on. You know, of course, my catch-all is to look at your water and your nutrition. Get that tuned in. Get the proper amount of water in your body. Get your diet right. And then look at exercise, stretching, and breathing. I cover all that in my virtual clinic. So as far as I'm concerned, if it doesn't hurt, then it would be okay to do it. So I think the questions need to be deeper. You know, what is going on? More details, more information, get a broader perspective of what's happening, and the more information that I get, the more information is able to be given as to what direction can be taken for the taken for addressing what's going on in your knees. So, okay, next question is from Gemma. Roughly 8 months ago, I fell off my scooter on a ramp about 6 feet high and hit the concrete floor, but my knee landed on the corner of the clamp. You can laugh if you want. It was quite funny. Okay, now I have all sorts of problems with it, like you can't tap it, or I'm in quite a lot of pain for a while, and it feels stiff sometimes. If you feel both knees at the same time, it feels like the knee I injured has a gap or dent in it. I haven't been to the hospital or doctor yet, but I will if I have to. Do you think I should? Will I need crutches and a cast or what? What is your opinion? Thanks in advance. Okay, Gemma, yes, go to the doctor, get it checked out. At least get some sort of medical perspective on it. If there's something broken or torn, if there has been something broken or torn, then you want to know about that. Don't make the mistake like I did. I did the old ostrich syndrome. I stuck my head in the sand and was hoping that my knee was going to be okay. Ended up dislocating my knee 4 times, which is not a fun experience, and then went to the doctor to find out I had been partially tearing the ligament in my knee each of those times. So I get it checked out. That gives you, at least gives you a peace of mind. I mean, you can go into, you know, if it isn't in an emergency care, because sometimes they'll charge a little bit more, you can go into a, you know, just talk with your general practitioner, see if you can get x-rays on it, see if you can get a CT scan or an MRI. And for the several hundred dollars that you would pay for that, at least it gives you the peace of mind of knowing what's going on. And then you kind of know your game plan from there. Without that initial piece, without that initial bit of information, you're kind of just floundering is exactly what you're going to need to do. So my thing is that get it checked out first. The next, and until you get it checked out, I would start tweaking my water and my nutrition, because that's something that is independent of the knee. However, it has a huge effect on what goes on in the knee. And you want the water in there to be able to help it heal quicker. That's definitely, it cleans out all the toxins in your body. And then the nutrition piece, if you have swelling or you have damaged tissue, which it sounds like you did as a result of landing on the corner of the clamp, you're going to want to have the proper food so your body can convert that into new cells, repair the damaged cells that's going on in your knees. So that's going to be very crucial, very important for you. As far as if you're going to need crutches and a cast, that's difficult for me to say. You didn't mention if you can walk on it now. You didn't say, to give that feedback on whether you're having difficulty walking on it now, and you're using crutches now, or what the deal is. I would definitely, one of the things, and I'm going to throw out a few things here that is very beneficial. One of the things that happens is when the body is experiencing pain like that, discomfort like that, it makes it more difficult for it to sleep. It makes it difficult for your body to sleep. So one of the things that I really like that I use for myself, it's a product called Natural Calm. It's a magnesium supplement. And usually what I do is I'll take like a spoonful of it in a cup of hot water before I go to sleep. And what happens is it helps my body relax. And the magnesium is a natural calming mineral for your body. So that's going to help you sleep. When you get better sleep, that's going to mean your body's able to heal itself better. Another one is a product called Tremeal. It's a gel that you can put topically or on the skin around where the injury is. And what ends up happening is it helps promote healing. Both of those products, you can go to the Knee Pain Guru site, and there is a link to all those products that I suggest, so you can check those out. Okay, next I got a question here from Ken. The cartilage on one side of my knee is worn away. The result is that my knee splays outward, giving my leg a slightly bow-legged appearance. The orthopedic surgeon recommends a half knee replacement. He believes it can only get worse. He has also suggested wearing an orthotic in my shoes. I am wary of surgery, especially as the pain is bearable at present. I have been advised by others to delay surgery as long as possible because techniques and materials used in operations are improving all the time. I also believe that doctors are experimenting with dental resins to replace cartilage with encouraging results. Yes, the same resins the dentist put in your teeth. What would you advise? What would you do? What do you know of this new experimental procedure? Would exercises be able to reverse the problem with the cartilage? Regard, Ken. Okay, Ken, here's the deal, and this is what I was talking about with Sheila before. Absolutely, the technology is increasing in what the doctors and surgeons are able to do. However, I heard this term used the other day, and it really applies in this situation. If you're a hammer, you're going to look at every solution as a nail. And that's very much the case with surgeons. They do surgery. and that's really their only paradigm. So I do believe there's lots of other options, and I really get in depth on this in my virtual clinic, what I believe. And when your knee splays out like that, you're looking at a tension pattern that is going on, and it's squeezing the bones on the inside of your leg closer together. That begins to wear away the cartilage. Address that tension pattern, the space is created, the wearing of the cartilage stops. Now, the ability of your body to heal the cartilage, that's a little iffy. I'm not going to say that your body will do that. However, if you begin to create the conditions that your body can heal itself and undo the conditions that are causing the pain, tension, and discomfort, I do believe that surgery may not be necessary. So hanging out and seeing what happens as far as technology progresses, that's cool. And I'm all for technology. I think it can be very beneficial and very advantageous in the right circumstances. However, I do believe that our body is the most fascinating piece of technology around. And if and understood correctly, that it can correct itself. It can heal itself. So I would spend some time with the technology that you're already working with and see what you're able to do using the concepts and principles that I talk about, the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing, as a way of creating the space in that joint, strengthening the tendons and ligaments in the joint to bring the body back into balance. Use breathing to address pain to make sure that you don't fall into those same patterns that you've been into, and then get your water and nutrition right. That'll heal what's going on as far as the damaged cells in your knees. And that's pretty much it. That's what I think. With your question, would the exercises be able to reverse the problem with the cartilage? I don't believe the exercises alone would. I believe there is a more encompassing, there's a greater scope in what's going on. As far as the new experimental procedure, I am not specifically aware of this new dental resin that they're using or the resin that they're using. However, it sounds very intriguing. So I definitely continue looking at as this technology continues to develop. So, okay, on to the next question. I recently fell on a wet floor and fractured my patella. I do not know whether the patella is also displaced. I have not had surgery and want to avoid it if possible. I have been a gym goer, dancer, exerciser, health food, and supplement user for 30 years. I am frightened about what the surgery may do to my future because I am very active and energetic. I have a doctor's appointment coming up in a few days. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Sheila. And Sheila, this is actually a different Sheila. It's spelled differently. Okay. Sheila, once again, it's the information. I'm not getting enough information. You haven't had surgery. What is your doctor saying? You fractured the patella. If you fracture the patella, a fracture can heal. So why would you need the surgery? Is it because of what is being diagnosed as a displaced patella is the reason for the surgery? Is it the reason for the surgery because the fracture in the patella? Is it? Did you tear something in the process of falling? There's a lot of questions I have about here. So to be able to kind of give you an answer, this information would be helpful. Um, let's see. It says you have a doctor's appointment coming up in a few days, and this is the stuff I get all of the. I think one of the things that many people, including myself, get stuck with is when we do go to see a doctor, I believe it's important to take notes because, I mean, doctors are humans too. You know, they make mistakes. And they also, you know, to ask them as many questions as you can, like write those questions down before you go. And I think one of the very beneficial things you can do is take somebody with you, because when you're sitting there and the doctor is giving you all of this information as to what needs to happen, having someone else there, a friend or a family member that you trust, can really give a different perspective on things. Give your friend or family member that permission to ask the doctor questions to get clarity as well, because they're not as closely attached to the outcome of what the doctor is going to say as you are. So I believe getting that alternative perspective and having another person that you could bounce this off of when you go to the doctor is very valuable for making educated decisions without the emotion. Because when you have that emotion tied up with it, of course, you have knee pain. There's a reason why you have all that emotion. So by disconnecting from that, by getting an objective perspective, by having a friend or family member there, I think it's really beneficial and really helpful. And that's certainly something that I wish I would have done when I was dealing with my knee issues. So in the meantime, Sheila, you know, the health food and the supplement user for 30 years, I think that's great. However, there's a lot of assumptions that are made about what is healthy food and what is not. As far as supplementation, a lot of times if you aren't eating the proper food, there's actually foods you can eat that contain anti-nutrients that can actually deprive your body of nutrients. So if you eat the correct food, then the need for supplementation goes away. So I think I go into that in my virtual clinic. If you want the gist of it, get the book, The Paleo Diet by Dr. Lauren Cordain. I have that in my recommended reading section of my website. So I definitely look into that. That's going to help you in the meantime while you're in before you go to your doctor. And then get your water rate as well. And you're just gonna see a lot better results when you look at the bigger picture, whether or not something is broken or torn. Looking at the bigger picture, looking at the water and the nutrition is so crucial, so very important. So, okay. I have a question from Vimala. Dear Bill, I am really ashamed of myself for not replying to you and thanking you for your emails. I am unable to sit for a long time in front of the computer. I am suffering with RA, rheumatoid arthritis, for 12 years, and for the past 2 years, my right knee is locked on the right side of the knee. It was stiff and also bent, but is now 60% better. My lower back is also very weak and making me bend when I walk. So what must I do? Ever since you told me about cycling, I am doing it at home and finding it better, but the bend in the knee is still there. Please suggest whatever you can do to make it straight. Thanks and sorry for the delay. Vimala. Okay, here's the deal. The cycling is beneficial, and any type of exercise can be beneficial when you have knee pain. However, it's important to address the tension patterns, meaning looking at active and passive stretching. And active stretching would be, you know, when you're physically stretching the muscle out, and passive stretching is the muscle stretching the muscles in your legs out. The passive stretching is going to be more where you're addressing the tension patterns to create space in the joint. When you create space in the joint, you're engaging the reflexes in your nervous system that allow the body to let go of the tension on its own. Just like when the doctor taps your knee with a hammer and your knee jumps, those same reflexes are engaged in a position of comfort. And by finding that position of comfort, the body can create the space that will allow it to bend. So if you think about it, if you have a knee that's locked and it's not able to be bent, something is pulling too tight. And all we're doing is allowing what's tight to let go. Very simple concept, very simple process, profound effects in the body, though. I go into the details on that in my virtual clinic. I show you exactly, you know, if you're having pain, it says here on the right side of the knee, I have a video that shows you on that side of your knee what you need to do to create comfort in that spot, to let go of that tension, to create the space your leg needs in order for you to be able to move it freely and properly. So all the information is there. You just need to take advantage of it. So I would, if you haven't already gotten my ebook, I'd get that with the purchase of the ebook. You get a free month to the virtual clinic. Check it out. And for the $27 for the ebook, it is an absolute steal compared to what you're looking at going to a doctor or a physical therapist or anything as far as that goes. And what I found is that as long as something is broken or torn, they're going to be able to help you. However, if nothing is broken or torn, they really don't know how to address what's going on in your knees. So it's just how the situation is. It's no fault of anyone's. That's just the deck of cards that have been dealt. However, the information is there, and it's you know, up to you to take that next step, literally, and get in there and start working on what's going on in your knees. All that information's in the virtual clinic. There are tons and tons of videos in there, and I basically lay it out for you as to what you need to do. So, okay, next question. Dear Bill, I have undergone tibia cumulative fracture for 5 years in one leg and had an implant in the knee. I have knee pain since the doctor asked to load the knee. I have also had pain in the other leg since the last 2 years. I want to know how many people with the same kind of fracture have been cured by your treatment. Please give details. Let me know how to purchase your book from India. Thanks, Sam. Well, Sam, I'll let you know how to purchase the book. Go to freekneepainreport.com, fill in your first name and email address, and in the very next page, there's an opportunity to purchase the ebook. If you don't purchase it there, you'll receive several emails over the next week or so that will give you other opportunities to purchase the ebook. So that's about as simple as I can make it as far as purchasing the ebook. There isn't anyone that comes to mind specifically that has had a cumulative undergone tibia cumulative fracture. I don't know how you did this injury. If this was a walking injury, if you fell on it, or what the deal is. And my approach isn't so much one thing. It's not a treatment, because doctors only treat. What I have is an approach that if you begin to create the conditions, no matter what the conditions are, as long as nothing is broken or torn, the body has the capacity to heal itself. Looking at water and nutrition, getting that right, and then looking at exercise, stretching, and breathing. You're looking, and in that case, you're bringing the body back into balance, and the pain goes away. There is no way else around it. As long as nothing is broken or torn, and you create the conditions that make it inevitable for your body to get rid of your knee pain, it's going to happen. And what I found, the people that it doesn't work for are the ones that kind of give it a half-hearted effort. If you don't really commit to it, if you're like, well, I'll just do these exercises one day a week, or I will I'll just eat better, a couple days a week or whatever the case is, and they don't really commit to it. And it's like, what's your life worth? For me, it's like, what's your life worth? And it comes to question as to, do you really want to get out of knee pain? What is really your motivation? Do you just want to complain about your knees? Because if that's the case, then go and talk to somebody. Get a therapist and just talk about your knees if that's what you want to do. However, if you really want to do something to make them better, the information's there. And it's available, and it's easily accessible from anywhere in the world as long as you have internet access. And it's not complex. It's not difficult. And there was a lady, it comes to mind. She was out of Canada, and she liked playing hockey. And she had terrible knee pain. And I knew exactly how to get her out of that place. And I gave her these simple steps. All you need to do is these four things for the next week until we talk again. And she contacted me back after 3 days and said my program didn't work. Well, she'd been in pain for years. And there was that, did you really think that after just 3 days of not even trying anything, that was going to work? Was that really going to make a difference for you? And if that's how you want to operate, that's fine. And there's plenty of people out there that will take a lot of money and not help you. However, that's not what I'm about. That's not what I stand for. It's like, if you're really serious about it, I'm there. I'm there to support you 100%. You got to do you got to put forth the effort, though. You got to take the time. And I really have it worked down to right now, it's about 20 minutes to a half an hour per day. Like, no kidding. You get your water and your nutrition tweaked out. Literally, it's 20 minutes to a half an hour per day total that you would have to put in to get yourself out of knee pain. And if you don't have that kind of time, or you don't want to make that kind of time to get yourself out of knee pain, then you really don't want to be out of knee pain. And that's just kind of what I see. So anyhow, Sam, I'll get off my soapbox. However, yeah, I mean, regardless of what your situation is, as long as nothing is broken or torn, it can be helped. So, okay, we've got an email here from Central America. Dear Bill, greetings from my country, El Salvador. The exercises that you recommend in your videos and ebook are suitable for a person that already has one or both knees replacements. Best regards, Dr. Jose Roberto Lopez Olivares. Well, Dr. Olivares, thank you for your email. I do believe the exercises are beneficial for people who have had knee replacements. I'd go slowly at first. I wouldn't jump into the more advanced techniques right away, not at all. A lot of the exercises in there initially are just getting movement back into the joint. And knee replacements are very, very traumatic experiences, depending on the extent of the replacement that they put in there. So based on, you know, it's like you need to really thin slice the question to really get to answer it properly. You need to look at what level of pain the person is having. The exercises in the book go from very, very rudimentary, where you're sitting on a table or a chair or something like that you could swing your leg and it gets movement and lubrication into the joint. And I think one thing, one of the questions that's not being asked here is, how is the tension being affected in other areas of the body, namely the lower back, the hips, the ankles, up into the spine? Because when the body compensates for what's going on in the knees, the tension has to go somewhere. So the exercises in the book help with that as well, as well as the breathing approach. That's going to be very beneficial to the entire structure, and I go over that in the book as well. So hopefully that answers your question. If it does not, I would be more than happy to answer any further ones you have. So, okay, next question is from Malvina. Hi, Bill. We are in the process of moving, house moving at the moment, so this is why I'm having more trouble than normal. I have also had my right kneecap removed about 15 years ago and no replacement put in. I am therefore petrified of falling because I do not have anything other than the muscles to keep my leg in place. I try to walk as often as possible, but sometimes when coming home from work, I feel too tired to take my dog for her usual outing. I believe that once we have moved and settled in and have time to catch up on my administrative work, things should get better. I'm now 7 years of age and wonder if, with new technology, I should go back to a surgeon to have a kneecap inserted. Your advice will be appreciated, as I guess my problem is not a normal one. Kind regards, Malvina. Okay, Malvina, here's the deal. Boy, this is really interesting to me. The right kneecap removed, does that mean just the bone was removed, or does it mean the bones and the tendons were removed? Because the bones are, you say the bones are, you say you don't have anything other than the muscles to keep your leg in place. Actually, it's not the muscles that keep your leg in place. It's the tendons and the ligaments. Because the ligaments connect bone to bone, tendons connect muscle to bone. If they just removed your kneecap, you should have everything else in place that is holding that joint together. The kneecap not being there just means the kneecap is gone. So that's a little bit of a clarification there. As to, I definitely talk with a surgeon to get feedback as to what they would say about putting a kneecap in. I don't really know, you know, too much about that. I mean, that is definitely not a normal question. So I would definitely get the perspective from a surgeon. I would definitely look at strengthening the tendons and ligaments in the joint, because that's going to be beneficial. Of course, you still don't want to fall on the knee because, well, that's just, you know, without a kneecap there, that'd just be awful. So, I mean, you don't want to fall on your knee with a kneecap there. That hurts too. So, I don't know if I necessarily answered your question, maybe brought some clarification to it. The exercises in my book, Stop Your Knee Pain Now, are definitely going to be beneficial for you. I go and talk to a surgeon. What I would do, and here's a little tip or a secret as far as whenever you talk with a surgeon, find a surgeon that does surgeries for your local college or professional sports teams. Because what's going to happen is these are going to be, think about it. If you have a sports team that is looking for performance out of their players, they're not going to send their players to someone who doesn't know what they're doing. So with that being said, you go to one of these doctors and get perspective from them, it's going to give you a real good angle as to what would be the best thing for you to do. So those are just my thoughts on your what's going on. Okay, got a question from a mystery writer. They didn't leave a name. I would be very happy if you could give me some advice. I'm very interested in your program, but I think I'm past the point of being helped. I was playing football and had a 250-pound guy hyperextend my knee backwards with my foot planted to the ground. That was when I was 16. I'm now 22. So for 6 years, every time I bend my knee, it cracks and grinds very loudly. At x-rays and MRI shows nothing, but the problem and the pain comes from the middle of my knee. The very center, I feel things all messed. My main goal is to get this fixed so I can join the Marines or become a police officer, and at this present time, I can't jog without pain, cracking, and grinding. So basically, should I try your program or have surgery with my ripped or torn ligaments? Okay. Mystery person. I'm confused here. One question, you know, one sentence you say, the x-rays and the MRI shows nothing, but the problem and pain comes from the middle of the knee. And then you say at the end, have surgery with ripped or torn ligaments. So you're saying two different things. So having clarity with that is going to be helpful for me. So I'll answer two different ways. If you have ripped or torn ligaments, yes, you're going to need surgery. If you have ripped or torn ligaments, the Marines or the police are not going to hire you. So you would need to get the surgery, get that repaired, and then see what the Marines and the police would say at that point. However, if there is nothing torn, which are that initial statement that says, you know, the x-rays and MRIs are showing nothing, then all you're looking at is a tension pattern that your body has held on to protect you from getting injured further when the 250-pound guy hyperextended your knee backwards. So that, you know, There's two different things. There's two ways to answer this depending on what's going on with your knee. So if there is nothing going on with your knee except pain, then I would look at all five of my points: water, nutrition, exercise, stretching, and breathing. All those five components. If something is broken or torn, then I just look at water and nutrition and breathing until you get the surgery. So that is about the best that I'm going to be able to give you as far as the direction goes until I get more of an idea of what's actually happening in your knee. So that is my perspective. So that is the last question for today. I thank you all very much for being here, and I wish you that have a very wonderful rest of the day and on into the future. So I will see you next time. Thanks a lot. Bye.